Okay, picture this. You're getting ready for a big meeting. You're so organized that you have everything packed and ready the night before. And just as you're going to bed, your nanny calls in sick. Wondering what you're going to do? Turns out, if you have Bright Horizons Backup Care, you can have a caregiver sent right to you. That's the magic of the Bright Horizons at Home program. And on this episode, we've brought in the director of that program to talk about what it is and how it works.
You're listening to The Work-Life Equation, the Bright Horizons podcast for busy working families. Whether you're a working mom, a dad, or you're busy caring for other family members, we've got tips for how to fit jobs and families together and for how to make your work-life equation add up.
Hi, my name is Mary Jo Carenzi, and I've been with Bright Horizons for 20 years in many different positions, started as a preschool teacher.
Today, Mary Jo's director of Bright Horizons at Home. Here's how that works.
Bright Horizons at Home is a team of nannies who provide backup care to families. It's considered emergency child care to families when their regular care falls through. If your regular nanny calls out sick, or if your center is closed for a holiday, or there's an emergency where your child normally attends, you can request a nanny to come into your home and provide care for you on an as-needed basis or an emergency basis, up to 30 days in advance in most situations.
Emergency backup means you can book last minute, like when that nanny canceled. If you haven't used it before, Mary Jo walks us through and explains exactly how it works.
Families would need to either call or make a reservation online for when they need care for their children. And then once they put in that reservation, behind the scenes, we're looking at the exact details of the care session, so the date, the times, the ages of the children, to make sure that we match that family with the right nanny. Let's just say they have a 9-month-old and they need care tomorrow from 7 to 5 in Seattle. The scheduling team is going to look at that on the back end and match that family with the right caregiver. So it has to be a caregiver who works with infants. A family requests a Spanish-speaking nanny. That needs to be mentioned in the reservation process so that we can match up the family with a Spanish-speaking nanny. You know, it can be that specific. And once the nanny gets that assignment confirmed, their responsibility is to reach out to that family via phone to introduce themselves. And they have a list of questions to ask. And that's when the family is encouraged to also ask questions and set some expectations for the care session. You know, that introductory call may not be perfect. It may be quick, depending on everybody's schedules. You know, if the nanny calls and the parent is in the car, for example, and going from one place to another, right, they may not get to everything. Write down your questions, and then when the nanny gets there, you can ask any additional questions to help you be relaxed for the day. I think that's important. It's all that communication is so important.
So we wanted to know, what do parents typically ask about? What are their concerns?
The big one is, how much experience do you have? That's really important for parents to know that they're getting an experienced caregiver or nanny in the home. And we require 2 or more years of childcare experience. And that can be in a center, that can be babysitting, that can be nannying. That's our minimum. Just knowing that you have someone who's been doing it a long time is very helpful. They ask about background checks, which makes sense. I mean, but that's a given. We do that all the time, no exceptions. They're CPR and first aid trained. So that's also part of the new hire orientation process.
So at this point, you've only spoken briefly on the phone, which we know can feel a little nerve-wracking. But Mary Jo has a lot of reassurance.
On our side, you know, there's a lot of training provided to the caregivers. There's a background check process that's really intense. The really important piece is that first connection that the nanny makes with the parent. The nanny really needs to understand each family because every family is different, and what parents want for their children depends on their culture. It depends on where the child is developmentally. What works for one family doesn't work for all. And the nannies are really sensitive to that. So that communication in advance is so important so that the nanny knows what is expected when they walk into the home. It's a two-way thing, right? So making that connection where the nanny can ask questions and the family can also ask questions and they can discuss what the expectations are is really important. Also, the nannies are working with so many different families that it's very different from one home to another. So what works for the Murphy family doesn't work for the Martinez family, right? It just really depends.
Okay, you've put your own mind at ease. Now it's time to set the kids up. What's a good way to make them comfortable?
Really just letting them know the caregiver's name and that he or she is really excited to come and play. And hopefully at this point there had been a discussion between the parent and the nanny about what the child is interested in and to help the nanny prepare activities. So kind of connecting the dots there, like Carrie is coming and she knows you love to play ball. So it sounds like you're going to get outside and it's a nice day. You'll go to the park. Giving any information that was shared between the parent and the nanny will be helpful for the child to know what to expect.
What can you expect on the day of care?
The nanny shows up, they come prepared with lots of activities because by this point they'll know the ages and names of the children and what the children are interested in. So they'll come prepared with almost like a curriculum for the home for that day where they may spend some outside time. They'll do some arts and crafts. They'll do some cooking depending on the ages of the children. And there may be something else that the family requested that they'll have discussed and that'll be part of the plan for the day.
What are most parents looking for or not looking for?
They don't want a babysitter, right? They want someone who's going to come in and interact with their child. And we really spend a lot of time training to that and making sure that our nannies are prepared for that. So there's something called a nanny bag with all kinds of educational materials in there that we supply to each nanny so that when they walk into the home, they have all these great activities readily available to do with the children in the home. Because we'll hear that a lot, like, well, you know, what are they going to do for 10 hours or 12 hours? And the nanny will come prepared to do activities, take them outside, make sure that it's not just the same thing. You know, they're not sitting in front of the TV for hours. That's not the expectation. It's more of almost like having a teacher in the home with them to really make it a valuable experience for the children.
So we all know Bright Horizons is famous for childcare centers. There are a lot of great reasons parents love the company's in-home care, too.
I think convenience is a big factor. The child has everything they need in their own space. That might be the difference, is that with backup care in the home, it's their home. They're familiar with that space. But when a child is going out into a center, it's a new space. They're around new children, new adults. It's a little bit different in that way. But I feel like the concerns are still going to be very similar. You know, what is my child going to do? Are they going to be well taken care of for the day? You know, who is with them? What are they working on? So I think when we can give parents an idea of what to expect, that really makes a huge difference. When the teacher in the center or the nanny in the home really makes that connection from the beginning, if they have that opportunity, that makes all the difference for the care session.
And here's a little extra benefit. Backup care doesn't always have to be a new experience.
So if you have, let's say, caregiver Carrie on Monday and you love her, she does a great job, you can specifically request her to come back. She may be booked on another assignment, so it's a first come, first serve basis, but you can request to have the same person come back.
And that's just one of the benefits that makes Bright Horizons at Home such a great pick.
We have high quality employees coming in to take care of their children. It's not just a babysitting service. We really value feedback. We want to hear what families think of our caregivers, and the caregivers want to know how they were received by families, because we're always looking to do better. If there's certain requests that the families need, that's important for us to know in advance, too, so that we can be set up for success.
Mary Jo says demand for at-home care is very high, but luckily for parents, the service is growing, too. Don't have backup care or you're not sure? Ask your benefits department about it. If you like what you heard today, get more of our podcast by subscribing. While you're downloading, let us know what you thought or give us a share. Thanks to everyone for being here. We look forward to seeing you next time as we help make the work-life equation add up.